Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Aretha Franklin.
Just give her some respect, will you?
That's right. She's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of service in the quarter of initiation. First color, left fixed, single definition, electromagnetic 1858 and an electromagnetic 4253.
Yep, you don't have to look far to see that. What a pain in the ass, my God. I mean the cross, the right angle cross of service. But this is the cross of radical bitching all the time. The world isn't right. Things are wrong. We need to improve this. I'm deeply dissatisfied with the air in this room. I mean, she's just, and that's her
Well,
cross.
she's the queen of soul, okay? She says if a song's about something I've experienced or that could have happened to me, it's good. If it's alien to me, I couldn't lend anything to it because that's what soul is all about. I mean, it's about soul.
Oh
You
yeah.
know, it's about the blues. It's about that, you know, life. You know, she says, I sing to the realists. People who accept it like it is. And I think that's absolutely it. It's like, here she is, you know, this is how it is. And it's like, it's not easy.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
I mean, she's got a purely collective
Right.
cross, and she's got, you know, a purely collective, you know, definition.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, three activations of that eighth gate. Eighth gate first line, honesty. Eighth gate fourth line, respect.
Right.
Now, and this is, you know, part of that open throat that she has. Also the 31st gate second line, arrogance.
Well, that open throat has like nine activations in it, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's like talk about some pressure on the throat. You know,
Right.
it's interesting that when she actually did respect, this is when she started this kind of process of call and response. You know, she would have backup singers,
Right.
right? And so I think it's just interesting with this design, you know. I mean, she comes out of gospel with the
Right.
choir and singing with lots
Right.
of people. And so I think, you know, when she became more successful, that was actually part of her success, was having these other people singing with her.
Oh yeah, 35th gate, third line collaboration. You know, part of that
Well,
throat
she's purely
activation.
collective. I mean, you know.
You know, with the open G. So, I mean, have you found your place? Are you happy? You know, is this the direction? Is that, have you found love? You know, do you have a role to play? And, you know,
Well, you know, she's really broken through. I mean, she was the first woman to be put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. She was one of the first black performers, you know, at Fillmore West in 1971. I mean, you know, she's got 18 Grammys. I mean, for a woman, she's really, you know, broken through. And as a black woman, you know, a woman of color, she's really, I think this is the service that she's really done more than anything. You know,
Right.
is really to bring not only the kind of music, you know, really the soul music, this gospel music into the collective, right?
Right.
All of that. And the other thing about her that's so obvious is this, you know, 4253, these cycles. I mean, she has a career that, you know, starts out, goes great, then it declines, and then she comes back, you know,
Right, right.
and then it kind of declines, and then she does the Blues Brothers. She's been with all of these different record companies. You know, she was at Columbia, that didn't really work out. Then she went to Atlanta, that didn't work out, right? And then she went to Arista, and then she did her own
Right.
recording studio,
Oh
right?
yeah, that's where she is at now because I
It's
know she had
yeah.
some physical problems or something that was
Well,
in
she
the
wasn't at the Grammys, you know.
Right.
They had that video of her and that she's recovering, I think from cancer, but
Oh yeah, no, she has quite a process. I mean, that 46 gate that she has first line, that's her personality, Neptune being discovered, but that 46 gate second line, the prima donna.
well, she's a natural.
Well,
I
she
mean, I
has
think
the
she's
talent to be a prima donna, you know.
right.
And there's actually, I think I saw a TV commercial for a candy bar or something where she's in the back seat complaining and bitching, and the guy who's driving says, "Give her one of the candy bars."
Oh.
And then it becomes the kid that they're all driving together on some road
Well, and
trip,
of
you
course,
know.
it's the freeway. They're on the freeway of love,
Oh,
you
are
know?
they? Are
That
they?
was her song in 1985, The Freeway of Love. I love that song. You
Was
know,
it one of her
Aretha.
first ones?
No, Respect was way before that. Respect was really the one that got her respect
Right.
in 1967. But Freeway of Love was like really that's the one I remember from the 80s, you know. Aretha singing the Freeway of Love. There was like nothing like it. You know, Aretha and her backup singers. I mean, I actually did, you know, we would do lip sync in those days in my
Oh,
heyday.
you
And
did?
we did
Oh
the
my God.
Freeway of Love, you know? I mean, it was like, what a number. So I think, you know, especially from this, just, you know, bringing, she talks about, you know, being a singer is a natural gift, obviously. You know, and for her it means she's using to the highest degree the gift that she got from God, right? And that
Yeah.
she's really happy with that. And I think that's, you know, she's got 9 second lines. I mean, she's just this kind of natural.
Yeah.
And naturally within her life, her mother died at 10. You know, she had two children when she, you know, one when she was 15 and when she was 17. I mean, as a, you know, a single mom. I mean, her grandmother raised her, and her grandmother raised, you know, these kids that
Right.
she had. I mean, not an easy life at all.
No, I mean,
Not an easy person. I mean, I think you're right.
yes.
It's like, I don't think she's known. I think she is known as a prima donna, you know, and that she gets away with
Oh, she's got the talent.
it.
No,
You know.
I mean, talk about being able to belt out a song and move you. Just the song Respect. And I think that was in the Blues Brothers, too, where she sang that. She was the maid,
She
not
was
the
in the,
maid, but
right.
the counter girl or
That
something.
brought her, you know,
Yeah.
that revived her career being in the Blues Brother, you
Right.
know.
Now, her definition, insatiable, you know, with the cycles, electromagnetic, you know, so no conscious definition. I mean, she can really feel like she isn't really present in her life. I mean, she has all of this going on. I mean, a very active not self.
Well, and I think this 18-2, you know, that's in
Yeah.
her, you know, that she's just completely grounded in terminal disease, you know, the acceptance and the strength derived from faith and spiritual regeneration. I mean,
Right.
really, you know, that's like her thing,
Yeah.
is that, you know, yeah, this is what it is. It's hard, but you know, there's a way out, right? And
Oh, yeah.
you know, that.
No. What is spoilt is irreversible. So let's move on.
Right,
It's
you know,
ruined.
it's ruined, it's no good, you know, this sucks, you know, but okay, all right, let's sing.
Right, because she has that 35th gay fourth line hunger, appetite for progress, you know, and let's just keep moving and you know, let's find our place in the whole, you know, with that open G center.
Well, and
So
you know, she sang at Obama's inauguration. You know that hat of hers that she wore, that very unusual
right.
hat, right? It's in the Smithsonian now, but you know, and she's been granted you know, lots of doctorates of music, and I mean, she's really basically self-taught, right? And so
Well, she's an icon now. I mean, in a way, it's not personal
All right.
because she is, whether it's Motown or Soul, the Queen of Soul. I mean, and getting her props from Lady Gaga and everybody
Well,
else.
right, that was the thing at the Grammys, all these
Right.
other famous women singers, because that's what they have to say. It's like Aretha, she led the way.
Right,
She
right.
broke through. You know, she really started a cycle where women, and really built on this cycle. I think that's the other thing that you see. It's like she continued to build. I mean, in some ways, we would say she is the poster child, you know, of this development that's out of the 4253. It's like building on what went before, even if it wasn't very good, you know, learning from that and just keep moving, and, you know, go for the future. And, you
Yeah.
know, it was kind of like what she said in her little video there at the Grammys. You know, she's going to be back. She'll be there next year. You
Right,
know, she's
the
going to, you
cycles
know,
and
this is just, you know, another
no, I well,
cycle,
you
you
know, two
know?
four profile,
Right.
you know, so I mean she's busy doing her thing and you know, is this her mission? Is she called, you know?
Clearly, and has the gift, and the fourth line, you know, this whole thing about
being influential
with the people that she knows, and that, you know, she's really expanded that into the collective.
Does she have any kind of social programs or helping kids in school with music or, you know, some cause other than, you know?
No, that's what I mean. I think her service as, I mean, she's definitely was right. A civil rights activist, right?
Right.
And so I think, you know, that's really, it's been kind of like that eighth gate of just being an example of this, you know, that,
right.
that you can really break through, even if you're a woman, even if you're black, you know, really as an example, living as an example, I think has been, you know, more than that she does.
Right, because I was looking at that second gate, third line, you know, the direction, the, you know, and that people have gotten their direction from her, but not because she's, you know, leading the way in this direction. 13th gate, fifth line, the savior.
Yeah, but that 2-3, you know, patience, the teacher who just never stops being a student. I mean, I think that's the point of these cycles, the point of building, you know, that she learns. You know, third line learns from what things didn't work. Learned, you know, that this wasn't the right record company, right? It's
right.
Like the guy that was actually at the first one at Columbia, you know, years later, he said they didn't really recognize, you know, the gospel part. They didn't really, you know, put her out there in a way that really worked for her. And she walked away from that. You know, she didn't re-sign with them. You know, she tried a new one, and the new one did better for her. So, you know, this, I think, again, these cycles, you know, are just demonstrated sort of over and over, and her moving on, but learning something.
Yeah, no, I think with her design, someone that it's easy to criticize, because she's a prima donna and she's bitching and she has to be specially kept and she's arrogant and she's, you know, I mean, if you were going to criticize her as, well, why did she leave your record company? Oh, well, she's such a bitch and so demanding and it was never right and it was never perfect and it was never, you know, that's what I mean. It's easy to have a impression of her because of what, how her design will be having her behave.
Well, I think, you know, this is part of what the second line, especially when the second line really operates in this discriminating way in which it's naturally made,
yeah.
that this is exactly, you know, this is the kind of, you know, backwash or, you know,
right,
that
right.
they can kind of get because it's like they aren't being called out, you know. They aren't going to play.
No,
their
a
game,
single
you
definition.
Know? And a
you
single
know.
Definition, that's right.
You know, so she's, you know, she's not working on her relationships. You know, let's just keep moving.
That's right.
Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time with Aretha.
Aretha, you go, Aretha.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.